You're now listening to
Thing About Guys podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Thing About Guys.
Hey y'all, welcome back. How you doing?
Hope y'all are good. Hope y'all are great.
Anyway, we back. Today's episode is going to be something really interesting, if I do say so myself.
I think it's going to be really funny.
Well, so obviously, I don't know why I'm saying obviously, but I feel like if you don't have TikTok in this day and age, it's a bit weird. But anyway.
Yeah, somehow.
There's been this trend on TikTok saying he's a 10 or she's a 10, but, and then inserts, you know, your buts. We're going to do that between ourselves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is just very on brand for us.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, I don't know, picking and choosing. Well, not picking and choosing, but seeing what, like, things you can accept or how the thing would change how you view the person, if that makes sense.
I think, like, it's also you funny. Guys. No, go on.
No, like, I was going to say, like, I was literally laughing when I was making my list of things because I was like, what the hell?
Do you know, I think it's actually funny, like, to see how much reduces it or how little it affects it, because obviously you're saying he's a 10, yeah. But either, like, they drop down to a 2 or it's not even that bad, they drop down to an 8.
Yeah,
like, I think that's okay, the funny part.
Okay, let me open my notes. Okay, do you want to go first?
Why are you putting me on the spot like that?
Okay, sorry, I can go first, I don't mind. Go. So, I found this one really funny.
Okay.
He says he's a 10, but he wants to be a stay-at-home dad in the future. Like, he wants you to be the one to provide for his family.
He wants you to be the breadwinner of the family.
Yeah, he's a 10, but his aspirations in life are to be a stay-at-home dad.
yeah, I kind of like, for me, man, he's a 7.
Eh?
Yeah, he's a 7.
What? I can't lie. No, he's a 3 for me. He's a 3 for me.
Camille, you said fuck them kids.
I said he's a 3 for me. How do you want me to provide for her?
No, do you know why I said he's a 7? I said he's a 7 because, like, I know, like, this is lazy man behavior, but we need to empower our kings to also take care of our children. Like,
no, Derry, it's not, the thing is that it's not even the point about the kids. It's the point that he doesn't want to do anything with his time. He just wants to, like,
no, he wants to raise the kids. That's what he wants to do.
No, sorry, I make a mistake. That's not, raising kids is obviously like a full-time job, guess, no doubt. The part actually that it does me is that he wants you to be, like, he wants you to provide, as in he wants you to pick up everything. He's a 3 for me, but a 7 for Darian. That's fair enough. Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This one is a bit. I'm entering. Basically, some of mine I wrote myself. Some I found, but anyway.
Just dive in. I'm scared. Yeah. Just dive in.
Okay. Cool. I'm scared. He's a 10, but wait now. Wait, stop laughing.
Like, is it?
He's a 10, but he's an aspiring musician / rapper.
Wait. No. That's not funny. That's not funny. Like, okay, so I think we should take into account the keyword aspiring.
No,
so is it that he makes music or he's trying to make music? Which one?
No. I used the wrong word. He's an upcoming.
Ah.
In fact, upcoming, aspiring, same, you know, but
same genre. Mm. I can't lie. He's not. That's not too low for me. He's a 10, right? But why are you as a 10 an aspiring rapper? Like,
if you're a 10, you should already be a rapper.
Guy, I don't. There is some somehow. Okay, let me just give him a 6. It's not that bad.
I can't like shame. It has to be a 6.
Yeah, it's not. You're not bad. Like, fair enough. You know, send me your tracks. Let me.
I gotta support your hustle. I'll post.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll actually support you. Fair enough. You if know, you're a 10, I'll support you. Mm. That one I don't mind. It's not bad. It's not bad. Okay. He's a... which one will I use now? Okay, he's a 10, but he has two girl best friends.
Ooh.
Yeah, as in his best friends in the whole world, they're girls. Mm. The top two.
I give him 2. He's also a 2.
Yay. Yeah.
He's literally a 2.
I can't lie. He's kind of ranked really low because, like, I don't get why. Like, I don't want to be somehow, but then it's somehow.
It's not somehow. I can't lie. Because not only one best friend is bad enough. Like, it's not even us being somehow. But 2 female best friends. What happened to you that you couldn't find male best friends? At least one female, one male.
It's just, it's really funny to me, Jiggas, because, no, I think I agree with Derry. Although it's kind of like, I think mine is maybe even a 1 because the fuck. Anyway, but that was just by the way. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, this is my toxic trait coming out, but he's a 10, but he can't fight.
Yeah. He's low. He's like a 4. He's a four. Because
so if I need you to tussle, you can't tussle. Man. I can't lie, you are a 2.
Yeah, actually a 2. Like,
you can't fight?
No,
like,
okay.
Not to say that, I need, like, an Anthony Joshua type nigga. Like, I don't need that. But like,
at least try, yeah. Not the one that you run away. Like,
I can't also, like, sometimes I can have an attitude, like, I can be rude. Like, if someone wants to pull up on me, I need to know that, like,
you
know.
See this one. She's looking.
I need to know that you have my back.
No, like, don't you say I'm not there. I can't lie. Yeah, it's 4, man.
No,
you can't throw
no.
hands. Okay, so just leveraging off that one. He's a 10, but he can't get you in the club.
Do you know what's crazy, Pamela? I have something similar like this on my list. I said...
This one is tough.
Friend, but he invites you to his friend's table at the club for the friend to pass you drink. No. He's a 10, but he invited you to his friend's table for his friend to be passing you drink at the club. Not him, he didn't pay for the drink. The friend paid, but he invited you to that table.
I can't lie. Do you know, in my head, because if you're on a table, there's no how you didn't pay. Unless, like, I'm trying to think of the scenario.
No, I'm telling you the scenario. He didn't pay.
And his friend is giving you drink.
Yes.
That one is a sticky one. Because why did you bring me? No. Is his friend a 10, though? Like, if that's the case, I mean.
His friend is definitely a 10.
Oh, okay. So I'm dropping that one. And I'll pick the other 10. Because,
No.
Yeah, actually not doing anything serious. Let's be real.
But yeah, he can't get me into the club. He's
just a bit embarrassing.
I feel like he's a 4.
It's kind of just like, why, babe? Like, why can't you do that? Ooh. Oops.
He's a 10, but he makes Instagram reels.
Derry, I have this on my list. Literally makes reels. I can't lie. And I was thinking about what I would give this guy. Do you know what it means for you to make a reel as a man? Like, okay, no, that actually sounds really bad. They're going to come for us and say toxic masculinity.
I think it depends the type of reels. Like, let me speak now. If he makes, like, fashion reels where it's, like, you know, when you kick the shoe and then your shoe enters and then your outfit has changed.
He's even
a -1.
Yeah, that's like, really bad.
Forget about that.
He does transitions.
If he's making lifestyle reels, like, oh, June recap, maybe I can give him 6.5.
Dump. Let's move on because I can't even think about this one. It's just, it keeps pulling me back because there's nothing wrong with it, but then there's also that thing that's
it's just, you don't need to do it now.
You really don't. Okay. I thought this one was really funny. He's a 10, but he goes to the bathroom when the bill comes.
He's literally a minus 30.
He doesn't exist. Like, he does not exist. I'm not going to rate because you don't exist.
I wouldn't even be in proximity with this type of man.
That's what I said. He doesn't exist. Why is it when they say, okay, PS is coming, you're like, okay, what is the toilet? Why? Why are you running? Why are you running? No. That was really bad. He doesn't exist for me.
Stop it. He's a 10, but he posts quotes on his story. Like, today he's saying, you know, take the chance, you know, take the risk or lose it all.
Oh, he's an aspire guy. I can't lie, this is so funny to me because he's a zero. I can't be with an aspire to perspire guy, even if you're a 10. But he's a 10, so I guess that could make up. Maybe I'll give him 4. In my eyes, you're a 4. Because why are you doing that? You're pretty. Stop.
I can give him a 5.
That halfway mark, because you're aspiring to perspire. Why?
Every day, new quotes in your story. Have that.
No. Another man's food is another man's poison. Hashtag Thank quotes. You. Hashtag happy Monday. Thank you.
Rise and shine. You know,
No. Back. Bye.
Are you done?
No. Get out. Okay. So, he's a 10, but he says, without me, when you say you're about to shower,
this type of man is the type of man, like, you can be your FaceTime and you'll be like, oh, I'm about to eat. He will now say, can I eat with you?
Oh my god, he will now say, you're feeding me.
No,
so, oh, you're feeding me now.
I actually have to stop this episode, it's too much.
I can't lie. But the thing is that, like, this, like, when I was young, this type of thing used to gas me. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, you now be like, oh, you want to shower with me? You want to see me?
I'll be like, oh, I'll be like, ah. So if you were here, what would you do? Like,
my God. I mean, that is literally the response.
Guy, oh, I'm like,
I'm changing.
No. And it's the way all of us used to get. You there, listen, don't lie. You go gas. Like, everybody go gas about this thing. I'll be like, okay, but if you were really here, like, what will you do? You come and shower with me. I'm like, what will you do?
Mm-hmm. Definitely girl.
Okay, but in this day and age, if you're a 10 and you're saying that,
I won.
Yeah, I'll probably not reply. Oh no, this
10, but he's an Azonto warrior.
Darren, this is the third thing on my list. If he's a 10 and he's an Azonto warrior, he's a minus 10.
You know, they're gaffing your boyfriend in the circle, he's sweating.
No. And he's holding handkerchief.
No, stop it.
As in, it's the handkerchief for me.
He'll be wearing a wife beater, a vest.
My God. He'll be sweating. Is that sweat for me? And do you know what makes this worse? Let's say, okay, fair enough, you're an Azonto warrior. I mean, it's not fair enough, but let's just say fair enough, you're an Azonto warrior. Then people now post you on the story. You now repost the videos of you doing the Azonto. Like, you are a minus 10. Let's be real.
I didn't even think about that.
God. It's one thing to be there live and direct, but you want people to see that. Anyway, it brings me to my next point.
You are breaking it down.
No, it brings me to my next point. He's a 10, but he has social media.
No, I'll give him a...
Okay, you're not too bad. Not too many followers, though. But
no, I also you shouldn't be liking. I don't want to be seeing my nigga's name plus 30. Like,
guy, is it's not his sister. Name, though. Sure, guy. The only name that will pop up.
His
everywhere.
Picture will be the first one. His comments will be the first comment. My nigga cannot be posting hot eyes nowhere.
Not even under your guys' pics. What are you doing there? Bye.
You're not saying bad boy.
No. Get out. That one I can even allow. But hot eyes under a babe's pictures? Question mark. Okay, no problem.
Or fire emoji. Huh.
Oh, there you stop there. Just stop.
What is fire there?
Okay, now you still see the fire there.
A lot is going on. But A lot. No. I'm actually getting aggravated right now. Like,
that's why I said freeze. Like, just drop it there. She gets like,
he's a, so I'm gonna flip it. He's a two. Okay, no, let me not say two. He's a four, but he can really dress. Like, he has a good sense. Like, his style is like,
when you really say good. Really dress, like,
he's fresh. He's just he can dress. Like, he's the type that you won't be scared. Like, oh my god, what's this guy gonna wear? Like, you know he's gonna come looking correct. Hair always laid and all of that. Okay. But he's just a four. Yeah.
But he's just a four. I can't lie. He's helped himself. He's now a seven.
Yeah, because I can't lie. When you look good, it just like you step better you're and you're more confident. You're yeah. He's even an eight for me. Not gonna lie.
Like, yeah, dressing is so important. Like,
it's very important. It makes
a meanwhile, place. He's a 10, but his idea of drip is cargo pants. All he wears is Cortez.
Cargo.
Mm. Huh. Yeah. That's drip for him.
A gentleman came to mind as he said that cargo
pants. Oh my god.
That's besides the point.
Fuck out of here.
Since we're saying style is important, if I'm scared, then I can't lie. Maybe you're now. Wait, you said he's a 10, Abby, or 8?
He's a 10. He was a 10. He was a 10.
Okay, but then I have to drop you down. Yeah, I have to drop you down to like a 5.
Really?
Like half, yeah.
I can give him 7.
Really?
Actually, no, I lied.
If he's...
I give him 6.
No, but to be fair, he's a 10, so...
But that should not be maybe the end all and be all of your drip.
That, no, but the thing is that if your drip is bad but your face is a 10, it kind of somehow makes up for it.
I mean, take it from me. You will be shy. You can't take him outside and say this is my man. You will be so shy.
I know. Yeah, no, trust me, I get it. I'm telling
people that, oh, but if I just do, you know, if I juice him up, that, you know, look at him, he's fine, but you know, it's just the clothes. That what is clothes?
No, you have to start explaining.
You'll not
you
be giving,
start giving reasons. Yeah, you have to be giving reasons.
You'll be giving excuses that we came into this world naked. That why are you judging clothing?
Oh my god,
I die.
don't judge him by his garments. Like, he's really no. That I sound with my five. Him?
You don't even
my god, daring. Fuck off.
You'll be
it's fighting about the blood cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. No. I'll give him a five. That one isn't bad. I'll give him a five.
Up to you.
Is he that said the last one? Okay.
Yeah.
He's a 10. This one is kind of a no-brainer. He's a 10, but he has a really bad temper. Like, you could do the smallest thing and he's just like going off.
Okay, so this is controversial, right? Because let me explain myself. This is controversial because what do you mean by bad? Is it to me or to others?
I mean, when I saw it in the video, it was just bad temper in general. Like, he's just very irritable.
Okay, obviously, if it's to me.
So you can also catch a stray bullet. Yeah, you can also catch a stray bullet. That's the thing.
No, my own type of. In fact, this is not the episode. What am I doing?
No, it's not. That's why I'm wondering what you're doing.
sorry.
Really not.
I was trying to decipher something so I could answer, you know, with as much information as I have, you know. But that's not the point.
What Derry is thinking is that he's talking about others and he's looking hot while doing it. Like, oh my god, go off, babe.
Not even that. Like. If I don't want to sound crazy here. Don't worry.
Okay. Next. Yeah. He's a 10, but he has a bad temper. For me, a bad temper is like a big turn off. Like, he's really low. He's
what like is a bad 3. Temper, primarily? Because what if like
so? Let's say just, okay. So
what
let's
if
say
he just gets annoyed easily, but it's not like he's hitting me. Because so I sound a crazy, bad man.
No, a bad temper, for example, is like what can I give us? So let's say. I borrowed his umbrella, for example, and he needs it on Wednesday. Today is Monday, he needs it on Wednesday. He comes to get it on Tuesday, but I forget it or something. Like, I don't bring it to the car, and we go, and he's like, what the hell? You know I need it tomorrow. Why the hell will you do that? And I'm just like, do you get it? So it's that type of bad temper. Like, you're not supposed to be tripping.
But all he did was vex. He just shouted, blasted you.
Yeah.
I can't lie, he's a 3. Like, it's not that.
Yeah, that's
bad.
What I'm like.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe, in fact, maybe even a four. Like, it's, like, because you actually forgot. Why did you forget? Like,
yeah, but what the hell? Am I your daughter? Am I your child that you now be scolding me and shouting at me? It's like, what the hell? No. Yeah,
okay,
like,
sorry. It, you did too.
There, no, no. I never say what I want to say, but yeah,
I will lock off this episode if you speak.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm keeping quiet. Moving on.
On. My own. I'm gonna flip it. Actually, no, I'm not gonna flip it. He's a four. How do I phrase it? Because now I'm going to sound crazy.
Just say it.
Okay, he's a 10, but he doesn't do drugs.
He's a 10, but he doesn't do drugs. Okay, for me, personally, you're a 4.
Yeah.
That's just on a personal level.
You can't be too sober. Like,
And we're not saying because on a general scale you're somehow just for us personally because
personally.
for some people that's their type, they even like a 10 and a sober 10, you get, but personally not for me. Like,
it also just shows that you're not spontaneous, you don't have that kick and that edge of life to you. Like,
to be fair, I kind of get that, but I also feel like you don't need to do drugs to be all those things, if that makes sense.
Use me for example. Like, I don't loud again, but like at least I've louded so I understand. Like, I can, you know, I can relate. You don't do drugs, you don't do anything.
I can't lie. Do you know what's so messed up is that, like, this is what the world has become now. We actually look at people who don't. No, I must say, because it's like,
sorry, mom.
We look at people who don't do drugs as like, you're somehow, you're kidding. But it's like, we're not really on the right standing either. But then again, what really is right standing? It's just do your own, do the one you like, and do the one, and don't do the one you don't like. Really,
I can't lie. After I just said that, I just realized I'm a hypocrite, because you know there's somebody that doesn't smoke, drink, nothing. But anyway, you got my drift. I'm like, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he doesn't?
Okay, moving on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just said that. I was like, wait, are you okay?
Lol,
like,
look at you. If you're listening to her, okay.
The truth is probably his name, so hey.
No, okay, no. No, Darren, what you're not going to do is podcast. Also, let me not cast, guys. Let me not cast, guys. But all you people... Anyway. Sorry. No, who's next to ask?
You.
Sorry. Who's... Okay, is it me? Okay. No, I'm not going to say this. What the hell? Okay, I found this one funny, but it doesn't really make sense. He's a 10, but he committed a hit and run with your own car. As in, he was driving your car. He was driving your car and he actually hit someone and he just zoomed off. But I can't like, zooming off is kind of like, oh, babe, you're dangerous.
He's
not that bad, let's be real, babe.
He's a seven.
Yeah, he's solid seven.
He gets points for being resourceful and he's funny.
Yeah, he's quick on his feet. He knew that, I have to get out of this situation now. Like, no, fair enough. The only reason why I saw my is my car. Do you guess?
Yeah,
fair enough.
You're
like
me in trouble.
Yeah, but fair enough, babe. Like, I see you, dangerous little nigga. Like, okay. Yeah, I found that one so funny.
He's a 10. This is for different people, will be different answers, but he's a 10, but you met him on Hinge. Yeah.
That one isn't bad, to be honest.
Based on experience, for me, he's a 2. Like,
it's not bad for me because I didn't have any. But yeah, like Gary said, this is actually a personal P. Depends on your experience with Hinge.
Okay, 2 is maybe wicked. He's a 4. Like,
yeah. Oops. Yeah, it's whatever you make it, to be honest. Okay, this one's a little controversial. he's a 10, but he has a girlfriend.
Okay, like, how long have they been together? Paint me a scenario here, babe.
Okay, let me paint you the scenario. Let's say the little girlfriend is new. Like, this is a new this is a new situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scenario. Yeah.
Do they live in the same country? Do they, like, what's the vibe?
I don't, Darren, please paint the scenario yourself. I've done my parts by giving you the kibbe.
So this is just a new little girlfriend. She's just on the side.
Yeah. anyway, to me, Sha, it's not too bad if it's new. It's not too bad like that. If it's fresh.
Yeah.
Try some somehow.
You don't talk about it. Like, this is a brand new babe of yesterday. You don't know where me and him are talking from.
It's true. And let's remember, he's a 10. Like, he's I can't, like, girl, you snooze, you lose. Like, he's a 10.
You know how many,
like,
you know how many 10s they are. This is now survival of the fittest. I can't have.
Guy, I said, like, may the best woman win. Like, I beg. Can't lie. Like,
he's only a 10. There's only two situations when this is all right. When the babe is new. Mm-hmm. And also when, actually no, if I let me just stop there. I can't say,
yeah, okay. No. That's it, guys. That's it. Also, for legal purposes, we're joking. No, for legal purposes, we're joking.
We're literally capping. Like, we're
this joke, so this right. Episode is joke, so for legal purposes, please. Thank you.
I'm literally terrified.
I beg. Legal, thanks. It's all joke. Right, JK.
Moving on so swiftly.
Swift.
He's a 10, but he knows he's a 10.
These guys are the worst guys, but then they're also kind of the best guys because they're kind of like, I said they're the worst guys because they're like cocky.
That they're also the best type. If you're a 10 and you know you're a 10, you're an automatic 5.
Yeah.
Five.
You're killing me. But I think so. See, it depends on what he knows with the information. So the thing is that some guys will know they are 10s, and that's when they'll start posting selfies everywhere. No, you're a 3. You are a 3. But you're a 3. But if you're a 10 and you know you're a 10, and all you do is maybe, I don't know, like, when people compliment you, you're like, I know, like, I'm just that nigga. That's kind of, like, fair enough, because I mean,
you're five still, man.
I say this because the guys I know that they're 10s, and they know that they're 10s, they always have, like, the best, like, BDEs, if that makes sense. Like, they're just confident, and, like, it's not bad in my eyes. I don't mind that, to be honest.
Sometimes be humble.
I don't mind that.
Yum.
No, it's just anyway personal.
I didn't
grade him. Okay, if he's a 10 and he knows he's a 10, he's like an 8 for me.
Damn, he's high up.
I was about to give you guys receipts, but it's okay, that's why I said it's okay. Who's asking?
You, babe.
He's a 10. But he's the boy version of you.
He's a 10. Are you done? Actually, no. He's actually a 10. Wait.
Guy.
I can't lie. He's actually made me. He's actually a 7. He's actually a 7. He's fucked up.
Not gonna lie, I'm 20 because me and boy. Okay, I'm joking, but damn. Like,
the boy version of me would be so problematic. What?
I'm just thinking.
I just get away with shit because I'm a girl, man. Like, I know, like, this is actually terrible to say, like, gender politics and stuff and, like, equality and stuff, but I actually get away with shit because I'm a girl.
Nah, if a guy talk. Some of the stuff half the shit. No.
Maybe he's 6.57. I'm being too honest here.
I don't even know what score I would give him because, see, you know I'm a cancer man.
I can't let him know. Your guy is a 5.
Yeah. My guy is a solid 4.5, maybe. Like, he's a solid 4.5 because
this nigga be crying. No.
Okay, but guy, I'm just pisses me the fuck off about Darren. Like, when she gets cancer, she just thinks cry. Like, chill out, babe.
My own guy, like, his heart would just be too strong, cold hearted, wicked. Like,
I like them guys though.
Oh, okay, so maybe I am an A, you know?
I beg. No, actually, I tell a lie. I don't like those type of guys anymore, actually. I like a guy that is, you know, not that, essentially. Bye. Okay, next. Is it me asking? I beg. I just asked them. Please ask.
He's a 10, but his phone is always on DND. Why?
You're still a 10. My phone is always on DND.
I can't lie, he's a 5, man. If I'm having an emergency and your phone is on DND, like what? Like,
okay, do you know what it is?
Why should you be so unreachable? What are
no,
you doing?
No, but you know when you're on DND, you can still allow one or two people. Imagine if he's blocking everyone out, man. The only one he allows, you're a 10.
Then you're even an 11.
That's yeah, you're an 11. Like you don't need to hear from anyone else but me. Like
he's a 10. But he has an Android.
Hey, 2.
Yeah.
2.
I think it's just there's so many issues here. Like
you can't. I hate to be that girl, but like no iMessage, nothing.
You can't face no iMessage games. You can't FaceTime. Like if he wants to send you whiskey Snapchat now, it's gonna be blurry. Like why?
Oh my god, no. Okay, yeah, I won.
You can't do anything. You tell your man to take a video of you at dinner. The whole video is in. Videos will be side to side.
But maybe we'll also be someone because maybe I'm guessing the Samsungs in this day and age are actually better than crusty ones.
Let me bust your brain. Anyway, listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but I actually heard that Apple and Snapchat have a deal where they made sure that the quality will always be better on Apple than Samsung. Even if they make Samsung Galaxy 10 or whatever the number they are on, the quality can never be.
Anyway, I've already given him one. All this one is just yams. You guess.
Literal yams.
All this one is just yams.
Yeah, this nigga may be a 1 as well, man. You can't FaceTime? I mean, surely you can FaceTime now. Maybe you're allowed to send link, but it's not the same.
Copy and paste. No, please. You're just making it worse. Maybe it's a 0 now.
You might as well Zoom.
Please. Just get out. This one is a no-brainer. He's a 10, but he still lives with his ex. Let me set the scene.
He's what?
Just let me set the scene. I know, is it? I don't even know why I asked this.
He's what?
So, him and his ex, I think maybe their lease is almost up or something along those lines. So, they're just both still waiting it out to the last payment. Then they'll both, you know, go their separate ways. Yeah.
So, the whole time that your lease was ending, you couldn't, I don't know, go home. You couldn't live with a friend. You couldn't use your own hard-earned money to maybe get an Airbnb, a hotel, anything. Okay, suppose you guys are truly just friends. No problem. You're living together. Me and you, we go out. I want to come back to yours and I see your ex.
Yeah, that's why I said it. It's a sticky sitch.
I can't even lie. You are a minus 50. Like.
Oh. I mean, she's your ex for a reason, so.
What do you even move in with somebody that you weren't sure about in the first place? Now you're having to.
But the thing is that people never know. I mean, it's not written on the house that if you guys move in, you're gonna break up. People just do things in the moment when they feel it's right, you guys. But sorry, I know it's your turn, but branching off of that, he's a 10, but he's still friends with his ex, as in is the type that she can call him randomly.
But if there's boundaries, he's an 8. There's nothing wrong with being friends with your ex. Okay, is if she's calling you a stupid 3 a.m. drunk call, just being sloppy, being anyhow, you're literally a 2.
I don't know how I feel about it, just because I'm not, it wouldn't digest, it literally wouldn't break down in my system, but like, I feel like I should be allowed to still be friends with my ex, but he can't. Do you get what I mean? It's just, it's not equal. It's not equal, but because I know me, like you, he's my ex, but you, I don't know. I really don't know, but fair enough. Yeah.
He's a 10, but he's boring. Like, he just has no chat. Like, he's dry.
But he's a 10.
Yeah, he doesn't make you laugh. Convos are stale. You're only interested because he's a 10. The personality is zilch. Like, he's just...
But he's a 10. He's a 6, man.
For me, you're like a 4. Like, personality is so big for me. Because how are you so dry? Like, that 10 doesn't really do much for you. What am I doing 10. With the 10? Yeah, what, but what are you doing
about,
with the 10?
No, but listen. But what I'm thinking about, like, he's a 10. Everything else is okay. Like, he dresses well. He treats you well. He looks good. Like, but he's just dry.
Darren, how are you going to enjoy all those things if he's dry? You go out, he dresses nice, he's a 10. Over dinner, the convo is just dry. Like, but like, he's dry.
But he's a 10. But like, this doesn't mean, like, the sex is probably still good. Like,
yeah, but
he's just dry.
Is that all you're going to, like, base your life on? Like, what?
Obviously not.
Yeah, like, communication is... That's fair enough. Like, it's all about communication. He's definitely like a 4 for me.
No, he can communicate. He's just dry. I'm not laughing. I'm not like, but my communication.
Man, he's dry.
He's not mute. Like,
no, he's a 4 for me. But first, I get what you mean. If everything else is okay, I like laughing. Maybe that's why. Like, I'm having a good time with my guy. Like, why are you just trying to do it?
Laughing your way to bed.
Bye.
Okay, he's a 10, but he's a let's go with the flow kind of guy. He has no direction for a relationship or anything. Just think, let's go with the flow.
That one hit home.
If y'all that be following one. Tag. If you've been following Tag and you've listened to the past 27 episodes, you know that this is a very, you know, crucial point. So let's take things slow. Let's go with the flow. Let's see how things go.
But he's a 10. I'll let you answer first. Let me see what you want to say.
He's a 6. In fact, he's a 5.
I think I was going to say 5 as well.
He's a 6.
I was going to give him a 5 because, fair enough, I can knock off 5. You're not serious, but you're fine. And, you know, I can play a little right now, G-gets.
You think we can enjoy the flow?
You're a 10 until, like, I don't see need for you again, then you're a 5. Like, it's fine. It's okay.
You know, that phrase right there, I love that. I don't see need for you again.
Yeah, you just don't serve my needs anymore. Like, it's fine.
There's no like progression, so I gotta call you off.
And that's fine. You're a 5 after that, but up until then, you're a 10. You're okay. You're cool. Let's both be enjoying. Yeah, he's a 10, but he's like, he's a bitch. Like, he's like the bitch of the group. Like, they'll send him to get glasses. Like, he just
you know that this is my worst nightmare.
Yeah. He's a 10, but he's the errand boy of the group.
He's like, literally impossible. Yeah, in minus
30. Yeah, I won, man. Like,
I need a man that has authority, has power, that, you know, carries himself around the room. Meanwhile, they're telling you, oh, yeah, yes. Damn, bro.
Don't
what?
Kill me. Yes.
You're not saying, babe, I'm coming, bro. Just
Oh, my God.
I literally die.
Yeah, I won. I'm going to just leave it at that. I won.
Sorry. He's a 10, but it's always how are you / have you eaten, but never check your account, babe.
Ooh, I kind of like, it becomes tiring at some point because why are you asking me if I'm eating, if you're not going to, like, what am I supposed to do with it? What are you going to do with the information? Like,
Do you want to eat the information?
You're always
asking, I'm going to go and do my hair today. What style? Let me help you pick. Why? There's nothing in my account. You didn't pay for the hair.
You even pretend like, oh, do you need help or should I send you money? Like, you just, you're like, oh, okay. Like, at least pretend. Like, we pretend. You're even probably higher. But no effort in it. You're probably a 4.
Yeah, I think for it's quite accurate. I think
quite apt for that. Yeah, you just close it there. Do better. Be proactive.
Take initiative.
Take actual initiative. Like, I had that week today.
Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can ask me how are you, have you eaten? Do you know that?
Trigger, what makes you special?
Sorry.
You're not daily 10 in the world.
You're literally not a 10 again. That's the truth.
Yeah, stop that. Not us taking this personally, bye.
Anyway, I really enjoyed this. I feel like we can do like the opposite of where like they're actually something low, but then, you know.
Yeah, we'll do the reverse of it. We can bring it up. Like, or go lower, who knows?
Or if some niggas want to come on here and, you know, do the girls version with us.
Oh, that would be really fun. Oh my gosh, that would actually be really, really fun.
Let us know. I was going to say let us know in the comment section below, but I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you listen and, yeah, you want to go comment, go do that. Or DM us.
Message
us. Let us know.
Email us, in fact. You have an email.
Oh my gosh, yes. Do any. Shall contact us. We'll be there to reply.
But yeah, I love this and I love TikTok trends. It's just so freaking funny.
No,
man.
They're like, so funny. Like, nah. Shout out to TikTok.
Anyway, the truth of the matter is if you're a 10, stay a 10. Don't let anything bring you down.
Just be good on all fronts. You're doing good already.
You're doing good, sweetie.
Thank you guys for listening. Oop.
That was really cute. That was really cute.
Oh, not us trying to close us at the same time.
You close.
Yeah, no, you close.
I'm literally the fuck.
Sorry. Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.